This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. All this week, we're exploring veterans' lives and the issues they face here in New Hampshire. As awareness of problems like post-traumatic stress disorder has grown, so have treatment options. Veterans can go to the VA for medication or talk therapy, but they can also take part in recreational therapy. A program called Northeast Passage at the University of New Hampshire offers veterans a chance to get out into nature or take up activities like archery, fishing, yoga, or mountain biking. But as we'll find out, continued funding of the program remains up in the air.
Here you go, Lou, downhill.
35-year-old Navy veteran Zach Anderson shifts gears on a bike and glides down a leaf-littered path. He's riding through the woods near UNH with a fellow veteran, Lou Flagger. Anderson's been down this trail before.
So when I first started doing the biking stuff, I would be huffing and puffing by now.
This summer, he biked once or twice a week, but since classes started, he's had to cut back to once or twice a month. An organization based on campus called Northeast Passage sets up the rides. The group offers recreation therapy for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury. Anderson has both. Rides like this give him time to focus on the moment and talk to other veterans. Northeast Passage provides the bikes and the helmets. All the veteran has to do is ask. After an hour of biking, Anderson and Flagger park in front of the organization's office.
Good job.
Not really, but...
Yeah, you did awesome.
I suck.
These two veterans served in the military years apart, but they're both fighting similar battles with their own minds. While serving as a prison guard in Iraq, Anderson kept watch over 150 terrorists. Death threats were routine. Once, he was assaulted by a prisoner. Every day felt like life or death. He couldn't kick that feeling when he came home.
My ex-wife would ask me to go get a gallon of milk from the store, and I'd flip out because I didn't see a reason why we had to go get a gallon of milk right then and there.
He'd think, 2 miles to the store, 2 miles back, what if the road is rigged with bombs? What if someone tries to kill me? After his marriage fell apart, his friend invited him to move to New Hampshire, so he did. The VA hospital in Manchester referred him to Northeast Passage, and he's been biking ever since.
It's effective for me because it gets me out. Instead of sitting inside my apartment all day long, watching TV and playing video games, I'm outside moving around.
All that moving around has helped him get off medication to treat his depression. He's also socializing more, too.
You just want to be sure that when our veterans return from combat, that they're able to feel home here. And that's what we're really trying to accomplish for them.
Jill Gravink started the program and is its executive director. The program began in 1990 with a focus on helping anybody with a disability. In 2006, Northeast Passage received a grant to work with veterans of the post-9/11 wars with physical disabilities. Eventually, the program received a $300,000 grant from the VA to serve veterans from any war with any ailment, physical or mental.
We had a woman that said, you know, her husband, he was a Vietnam-era veteran, and she said there's a whole generation of veterans that are gathering dust in a closet because they haven't been able to get past some of the post-traumatic stress from Vietnam.
The VA renewed that $300,000 grant last year, and last year Northeast Passage served 271 different veterans from New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts. Several other VA hospitals nationwide offer similar recreation therapy opportunities for veterans. Northeast Passage also sends recreational therapists to veterans' homes to help them become more active outside.
We had a veteran that was talking about it's the first time in 50 years that he's been able to feel safe on a golf course.
It's unclear whether that $300,000 grant will be renewed next year, but VA officials say they're confident that some funding, if not this grant, will come through for Northeast Passage. For Zach Anderson, as the weather cools, he's thinking of taking up a new kind of recreation therapy, yoga.
If somebody told me that 5 years ago that I was to be doing yoga, I would have told them that they were probably crazy because 5 years ago I would never see myself doing it.
Anderson says he'll keep coming to Northeast Passage and studying at UNH, where he plans to become a recreation therapist who specializes in helping veterans. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.